1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
I'm Tyler Franson in the News Center. A man is in custody over the shooting incident near North Avenue last Thursday. The shooting closed North Avenue near the VA hospital. 33-year-old Anthony Javalera arrested for first-degree assault, menacing, reckless endangerment, weapons charges, including possessing a stolen firearm and evidence tampering. The victim was found uninjured. Police think it's an isolated incident. Mesa County Sheriff's Office is conducting an internal review of an incident at Central High School that happened last Wednesday in the parking lot. An altercation broke out. KREX says that videos circulating of the incident on social media showed the school resource officer grab a student and place him in a chokehold. Sheriff's Office says they're conducting a professional standards unit investigation. A Saturday morning crash is under investigation after a car struck a gas meter in a building. It happened near the Memorial Gardens on 2970 North Avenue around 2:25 a.m. Saturday. Two power poles were knocked down, causing an outage at Memorial Gardens. The driver was contacted and taken to custody. The scene was cleared around 11:45 a.m. No information was released about the suspect's identity. A suspect in Avon is in custody after an hours-long standoff. Eagle County Sheriff's Office says at 4:30 a.m. Friday, a man reportedly threatened people with a gun and barricaded himself inside a residency. The roommates of the man were able to escape. Special Operations Unit were called in, and after 4 hours, the suspect was removed. Their identity was not released. Get ready for traffic near the Eisenhower Tunnel. Denver Post says ongoing projects this spring and summer will require overnight alternating lane closures. Westbound full overnight closures in effect starting tonight between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Both directions will stop at the tunnel while one direction is escorted. Gas prices in Colorado down nearly 7 cents this week. Averages in Colorado $3.06 per gallon according to GasBuddy.com survey. Prices down 38.1 cents from a year ago. I'm Tyler Franson in the KNZZ News Center.